Crackler Jewelers. This is Jordan. How can I help you?
Hey, Jordan. This is Nick with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hey, Nick. I'm good. How are you?
You sound just like Marissa. Do you know that?
I do. It's kind of funny you say that.
Why are you guys voice twins?
I don't know, man. You should ask her that, though.
She'll probably come back with some quip about being the one and only or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Big ego on that one. I'm just kidding. I haven't talked to you guys in like a while. How's the year been going so far? Have you guys been pretty busy?
I'd say so. It's been pretty smoother.
Yeah. What are you guys working on? Like, do you have bridal calls right now? Do you have
always
diamond needs?
Always. Marissa would probably be the one who's more, you know, in on that. So do you want me to pass the phone over to her?
Yeah, please do.
Sweet. All right. I'll pass it over. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Yep. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't spill. God damn it. Nothing happened. Me? Oh, sorry.
Jordan.
You guys sound, well, not now, because you're like, I do not sound like Jordan.
That is, like, typically my voice, like, 90% of the time.
Yeah, well, I think that's fine. Whatever. I thought you guys sounded similar. I could tell it wasn't you, but to the untrained ear, they might think that was you. Anyway.
Is something wrong with your headset?
Possibly. But...
Oh, it's better now.
Oh, I thought you were joking. Something was wrong with my headset?
It sounded like you were talking underwater.
Oh, yeah. I definitely wasn't doing that.
No, I was hoping that.
Yeah, for sure. So how are you? How's everything? How's your life? How's your baby?
Large. Very large.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot
you're pregnant. That's crazy. Well, let me get out of your way. I just want to see what bridal calls you're working on, how many diamonds you need, if I could get you studs for Valentine's Day.
This is, like, the slowest month I've ever had, ever. I'm not working on anything right now.
Really? Why?
Oh, my God, I don't know. Nobody's coming in.
I mean, is anybody else working on things?
No. No, it's so slow.
Not Jackie, not Mark.
Yes, I got excited because somebody came in, and, like, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they wanted a 2-carat natural. I was like, oh, my God, I know just the guy to call. But then he was like, well, I'm not proposing until later in the year, so I'll come back later. I was like, oh,
we could pull. No, we got to pull him forward.
Well, I was like, do you not love your girl or what? But
yeah, it's like, bro, like, you're lucky that this is even a possibility. Like, don't take this for granted that this can happen for you.
I know. I was quoting him prices, and I was like, is that, like, too high? Because his girlfriend was here with him. And she was like, no, he said he wanted to be under $30,000. That's perfect. I was like, oh, my God. I got the wrong man. Shit.
Yo. Wait, who? Oh, you did? No.
No, I picked the wrong one.
No, you guys got a house and kids? You don't need that.
He's lucky.
Yeah. Your man's lucky, for sure. I believe that. He just didn't do the $30,000 ring.
I have no ring, actually.
That is surprising.
I actually have never wanted to get married in my life, ever. So.
That's crazy. I'm not going to lie to you. You got the right mindset. That's where it's at.
You know what? If I want to leave somebody, I don't want to have to be like, well, I have to stay and I have to do this. No, I just want to go.
All this paperwork that I got to figure out.
Right? Like, I mean, don't be able to kick them out of my house.
Having kids together is... like, you're already there. You know what I mean? Like, you're halfway there. But there's still less paperwork.
Yeah, my mortgage is more complicated than a marriage license would be. So.
That's a fact, for sure. But I have a feeling you guys are lifers. You guys are all set up.
You
got the house. You got the house. You got your second kid on the way. He'll probably want to propose to you at some point anyway. Because he sounds like a romantic, probably.
Oh, my God. If you ever met him, you'd be like, Marissa, what's wrong with you?
Why?
He's quite the character.
Yes?
Quite the character. Yeah.
Tell me. I mean,
don't worry, he's not bald.
Yeah, he's probably got a beautiful head of hair.
He does have too much hair. I actually, it's terrible. I make fun of you for being bald, but I actually make him go and buzz his hair.
Because he has so much?
Yeah, I hate hair. I hate when there's too much hair.
Yo, you are an enigma for sure.
Terrible.
Well, listen, when you do that, so when is he, like, when are you going to call him back and check on him, the two-carat guy?
I am not that kind of girl.
Okay, so you're just going to wait until he magically comes back?
Exactly that, yeah.
Okay. I mean...
Have I ever called you?
No, but you're not the only person that doesn't call me. I've had people say, oh my gosh, Nick, I have something for you. I was just like waiting until the next time you called.
I call no man.
Okay, well, it says so much. But when he comes in, and actually, yes, you have called me. And you will call me when this guy comes in. I have all these options, right? I have everything, and I have a lifetime trade. So this guy who's already showing out at 30 grand on an engagement ring will for sure upgrade her diamonds at an anniversary at some point.
Nick, I know you're selling points. I'll give you a call if I ever have anything.
You're my favorite. I hope
I
you
know.
Have the
I
best
know.
Day. And when's your due date?
April 18th, so I'll be gone after Easter pretty much.
Did you say you're having a girl this time?
Mm-hmm.
Are you very excited?
I am. A little mini-me. That's what the world needs. More man-haters.
You're great. All right. Well, all right. We'll talk to you very soon. Try to be comfortable and nice to people.
That I will try my best.
All right, cool.
Good call.
Yep, thank you. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.